At the Mid-South Farm and Gin Show, I'm visiting with Tim Thompson with FMC Agricultural Solutions. Tim, first of all, tell us what you do for the company.
I am the Southern Row Crop Product Manager, so basically looking at products in the corn, soybeans, rice, peanuts, and cotton markets.
Yep.
In the southern market.
And we got a lot of those farmers out here at this show. This, more than even some other shows I go to, seems to be very farmer-focused. And we've got, as I understand it, some pretty big acre farmers that come into here. What are they going to come and learn from FMC about products that you've got that are, whether they've come out recently or maybe they're, you know, maybe they're yet to come, if you can talk about it.
And I can. And at FMC, investing in farmers' future is our mantra. Looking at resistance management across all crops today is very key. Today in rice, we look at putting command down, following with Obey, giving us both grass and broadleaf control in combination with other products. Growers today, you know, the days of Roundup Ready controlling all the weeds is becoming less and less. Taking new technologies or old technologies back into those markets is very, very key, but having products that can do that very simply is what we do at FMC.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're always about what's new, and you've had several products that just literally were launched last year, and for some producers out there, maybe they didn't include that in last year's plans, but they're just going to this year. Tell us a little bit about some of those.
You know, Anthem was introduced last year in corn. We actually just received a soybean registration. The nice thing about Southern Row crops, we're going to start seeing additional crops coming on board. Cotton, wheat, in the near future, also peanuts, giving us real new tools to help control water hemp, Palmer amaranth, which is a major issue that the growers are dealing with today.
Yeah, we all hate Palmer amaranth, I'm pretty sure.
That's a very fair statement, no doubt about it.
I mean, there's some others when you get out in the Midwest. You know, we could say mare's tail, or that's a bad word too. But when you look at some of the more traditional crops that this show has dealt with, like cotton, I mean, that's kind of the history of where the show's founding came from. What in the area of cotton are you doing right now to kind of bring some new technology out into the field?
We will be introducing in 2015 and potentially some field work in 2014 of Anthem Flex. Mm-hmm. Anthem Flex, again, will be a pre-emerge herbicide for cotton. Can do some early post as well. And again, a Palmer amaranth base foundation to help control that nasty weed.
Yeah, and I mean, we all hate weeds, of course. If I understand right, if you're getting ready to plant, it's good to have a clean field, right?
Start clean, stay clean is a very, very fair statement. Growers trying to kill tough weeds like Palmer amaranth after they've emerged, and that weed's going to grow 3 inches a day. After it gets to 4 inches, the success of killing that weed is going down exponentially every day. Kill it. Don't allow it to come out is the best approach.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You probably had a chance to visit with some of the folks attending here. I know we're getting ready to start a new season for many of these crops. What are you hearing? What kind of feedback you got? And maybe some recommendations you might have as they look at a new season.
Well, it seems like the winter we've had and across the U.S. has been a challenge. It's probably going to put us more back in a normal planting or production season, which may not be all bad. Moisture levels look to be very, very good. As far as some of the things that growers are going to need to, again, address is being resistant management on the front end versus trying to fix weeds on the back end.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's no longer kind of like the old days. You always use this product. Well, hey, we'll just put some more of it on there if we have to. That's no longer good in today's world.
That's correct. And I tell you, whether you're growing corn, soybeans, cotton, rice, you need to be looking at resistance management from all your crops moving forward.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Tim Thompson, visiting here at the Mid-South Farm and Gin Show, my first time here. And thank you very much to FMC for being a sponsor of our coverage. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.
Thank you, Chuck.